Hello, parents. Welcome to the Masterful Parenting Show and Podcast. I'm Ann Alvarez, parent coach, school counselor, and mom of two. Do you struggle with your parenting role? Do you feel like your children are distancing from you and the connection is broken? Are there times when your children don't listen, don't comply, and don't make you feel valued or heard? Perhaps you want to be a better parent, but you simply do not know how, and you don't have peace in your parenting. Well, parents, I am here to help parents. I understand this journey. I'm a school counselor. I have been a school counselor for over 15 years, and I have worked with teenagers. And I understand the way they think and what they need and what words will work to get them to comply and touch their hearts. And I also am a mom of two, a 24-year-old and a 14-year-old. So I've been through the difficult teenage years, and I have a teenager currently that I am working through as well. So I understand the challenges. It is not easy to raise children, especially during the teenage years when there's lots of rebellion and there's a lot of fighting back and maybe even some criticism. So parents, I am here for you. I understand the journey. I've been on the journey myself, and I will give you the tools so you can connect better with your kids, communicate with them peacefully, and feel good about your parenting. This is my mission and my goal, parents. So this is show is for you. This podcast is for you to give you value, to help you get the tools you need to have a strong connection with your children and also to feel peaceful in your parenting. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for joining us today. I'm excited about, I say this with every podcast and I really mean it, everybody. I really am excited. I really am, because every podcast just brings great information out there that's going to help people. And in your case, you are a parent coach. And
Yes.
I follow you on LinkedIn. So I've seen a lot of your work and I love what you have to do. And what you do is you help parents with their trauma, which helps them with their parenting skills. And as I said before we got started on the podcast, I'm recognizing that in my life, and I'm an open book and I can certainly talk about it. But let's start first with hearing from you about you.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
I want to know how you got started in this. What happened? Like, you clearly
Okay.
saw a vision.
Yes, I did. I did. So I've gone through over the last 4 years a lot of challenges. So it's like my husband had depression, my ex. And and I'm a counselor, right? I'm a school counselor. So I really tried to help him. But in the end, he left me. And it was really hard because I really held on to that relationship, and still love him, you know. But it wasn't healthy. It wasn't a healthy marriage. In fact, it was dysfunctional and toxic. And I realize now, like, that it was God's protection, because I have my boys. I have two boys. One's 24, one's turning 14. They're 10 years apart.
Oh
And
my gosh, you do not look like you would have a 24-year-old son. Oh my goodness, you look so young.
thank you, thank you. And
Ugh.
yeah, they fill me up, but I didn't realize, like, because I was so concerned about my husband, right, at the time, and helping him and getting trying to help him get better. I didn't realize that what we were living was not good for my children. And I feel like I didn't put enough boundaries in. Anyway, so my journey brought me to a place of really leaning into God and praying. And I actually did pray for my ex-husband, like, for 4 years. I asked God for his healing, like, to help me. But you know, God says on earth we have our own, we have choice. And if we choose not to be healed, then we won't be healed. And so I came to that revelation, like, this year. God revealed that to me. But over that time, I was really aware that what I wanted to be, like how I wanted to be with my children. And God kept reminding me, like, your children are your priority now, taking care of them. And so, because my life was like turned upside down with the ending of my marriage, I asked God, what is my life now? How do I serve you? What am I supposed to do? And his words were so clear. He said, I want you to be part of the healing of this world. And it hit me in the soul, in the spirit, right? Those words. Because I came from pain. I came from a very dysfunctional childhood. And I had to get healing, right? I had to get healing so that I could be good for my kids. And so then that was kind of like the mission. And the more I talk about this childhood pain, the more I discover many of us had childhood pain. Like growing up, I thought it was just me. But now I'm realizing many people, many adults suffered from childhood pain, different varying degrees of childhood pain, right? And that I realized that actually that does affect our parenting. I know that it affected my parenting with my first, and I really had to decide that I was going to be aware what I was doing and try and change it, because I didn't want my children to experience the pain that I felt growing up, because I realized that it affected my adult life. Like, because I grew up in dysfunction, I attracted relationships in my adult life were not healthy. And so my mission is like to teach parents how to be healthy, like to heal, learn what is healthy and what is not healthy, and teach that to our children so that our children attract healthy relationships, not unhealthy ones.
And you can break that generational cycle as well.
Exactly. Exactly. It can be done. It's like I'm doing it. I know other people that are doing it.
Me too, you know, and it's interesting because your story and my story are very parallel because my first husband, my son's father, he suffered from depression and there was a lot there. And I spent 30 years with him though. And you know, we came together, we were both unhealthy, you know, and the dysfunction in the marriage was both of us. You know, there was a lot going on with him and more going on with him, but I absolutely contributed to it. And, you know, when I've talked about I started my healing journey at 19. And at 19, I also considered not having children because I did recognize that I was abused and I did understand that abuse carries on. And it broke my heart because I wanted three children. You know, I wanted a family really bad. And you know, I worked with God on that one too. And, you know, he blessed me with one son. You know, he trusted me with one son. And, you know, there was a lot of things I did right and a lot of things I did to protect him. And I recognize that. But what I also recognize is there was also abuse. And it wasn't abuse directed at him, but it was the home that he lived in. And the home that he lived in was parents that were screaming at each other and chaos. And there was always an underlying thread of strife. And I was absolutely in survival mode. And so my tolerance was very low, as you could imagine. And so when anything would happen, it was over the top for me. And so I raised my son in that home and I recognized that. And there's a lot of things I did do to protect him. And there were a lot of things I did do different, but that's a big one. And I recognize that. And I actually had a conversation with him recently and apologized. And my son is so sweet. You know, he's like, Mom, there's so many things you did right. And, you know, he reaches over and he's trying to comfort me. And I'm like, honey, this is for you. You know, I'm apologizing to you. You owe me nothing. And, you know, we've always had a really close relationship and I know that's helped him, but our lives are very parallel. Unfortunately, I didn't get a second shot with another kid, you know, but I have grandchildren though, and I definitely I have awesome grandkids, awesome
That's
grandkids.
awesome.
And so
That's
I've
cool.
got another shot there, you know. And
Yeah.
you know, and it's brought my son and I even closer. And you know, and as I become aware of stuff, that's the thing, is becoming aware of it. It
Yes.
goes, you know, I'm able to talk to him. And the one thing I wanted to bring up, I'm not going to dominate this conversation, but one thing I
That's
did
okay.
want to
No.
bring up is
I want to hear.
also that the trauma that we went through wasn't really, some of it wasn't really considered trauma. Like, we didn't have this real clear abuse. It wasn't, kids weren't protected, and there just wasn't
Yes.
that talk. And now we are very aware. And I wish we had like one guide that showed what all the abuse is, because there's a
Yes.
lot. There's a
Yes.
lot.
Yeah, I do talk about I do talk about it, like, because that's why I use the word pain, because it's not necessarily that you were abused,
Or
but
trauma.
yeah, or trauma. It could be that maybe your parents were super busy and working all the time, and they couldn't give you what you needed, like the attention, the love. Maybe you didn't feel love because nobody was there to give it to you, right? That's a form of childhood pain. Or you could have suffered a death in a family, right? Like a grandma or someone close to you, and that really affected you, and you still carried that because you never really processed the grief from that experience, right? So these are all things that we carry into our adult lives until we go through the healing process bit, right? And recognize, okay, this is why I think this way, or this is why I feel this way when I'm in this situation, because it is something I experienced in my childhood, and those messages are still carrying forth in my adult life, you know? And it does take time. It does take time to really delve in and become aware. Like even with me, like, you know, I have, like, just recently I did a post about someone saying that I was beautiful, and that word was like a trigger for me, because my mom always said my cousin was beautiful, but she never said I was beautiful. And so I never felt beautiful. I never felt like I was beautiful, you know? And then I had to go back and process that. Like, why, what is it with that word that you don't feel that? Why is it that you don't feel that? And then I had to go through thinking about it, thinking about, well, you know what? You're not that little girl anymore. And you can say, yeah, I am beautiful. Thank you. You know, instead of denying it, right? Instead of like going backwards or reliving the messages that you gave yourself when you were a child, you
Until
know?
that trauma is healed, you're going to keep reliving it. And when you get triggered, you go right back to that. Your body goes right back to that place. It's you're reliving that trauma again. And that's really what a trigger is it's just kind of, you know, triggering that emotion and taking you back to that place.
Yes. Now, Lisa, did you grow up with yelling?
Yes, by my mom and my brother. Yes. Screaming in the house.
I had the same experience. My parents, they had like very volatile arguments, and they yelled at each other, and they yelled at us. And for me, like, that's a trigger. So when I hear someone yelling, I just go into this freeze mode, right?
If I'm out in public and I hear raised voices, I'm automatic. I'm still on alert. And I think that will always be there to just kind of catch your attention, you know. But the panic. One of the ones I talk about is, and this sounds silly, but like when you go to get your tires changed, or you're at a garage for your car, and I won't go in those garages. And I don't even want to be near them when the guys are yelling and all the noise. Because growing up, whenever my brother worked on his car in the garage, he always got mad. He always got frustrated. Tools would go flying. He would start screaming. And, you know, then he would come in the house. So that is still, I can manage it, and I know where it comes from. But that's not something I don't think I'll ever be comfortable with.
No. It's very unsettling, right? So, yeah.
So
And
how do you help? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think you're more like, when you've grown up with that, when you've grown up with this childhood pain, you're a lot more sensitive to those things
Yeah.
than you would be otherwise.
That's true. Because other people can go, my husband can walk into the garage. It doesn't bother him one bit, Even when he's working on the garage, and I've got one of the most mellow husbands in the world, it's still, it just, it is what it is. But that's an example.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us how you help parents.
I have a program. It's called the Masterful Parenting Program, and it covers three things. So the first thing is our childhood pain, healing from it, right? Recognizing when it's showing up in our parenting, and actually like telling the story, because sometimes a lot of times we keep it inside and we don't tell the story.
Oh, true. That's so true.
Right? And we have part of the healing journey is that we have to tell our story, because then it no longer lives inside of us, right? We've released it. And maybe part of it is like if you feel that you can, if you have the courage, you may want to have a conversation with those who hurt you when you were a child, right? I do share that I did actually have a conversation with my mom. Oh, and by the way, like my mom and I get along well now.
Oh, that's awesome.
My mom has apologized so many times.
Oh, that's
Like,
wonderful.
mom, you already apologized. We don't have to keep living this.
Oh, bless her heart. Oh.
Yeah, but I do share those stories because I want parents to know. But I had to tell her, because when I was growing up, I didn't feel like I had a voice. I was given the message that your opinion doesn't matter, or we don't have want to hear from you. And you're a child that children need to be seen and not heard.
Oh, yes.
That was a huge, huge message in my family. And so when I became an adult, I realized, I don't want to speak up. I have a hard time giving my opinion, or I don't even know my opinion. Maybe I should ask
Oh,
everybody.
that is so true.
Because it's told what to think and how to be, right? And so,
Right.
yeah, it's so it took a while. And then I realized, like, I was 30 and I said, okay, enough of this. I need to confront my mom, in a gentle way, in a way that's not blaming, but share my experience with her. And it was actually really great. She didn't deny it, but she did try to defend herself.
Yeah, that's natural.
And I do say to parents, you can give all the reasons why you didn't get what your children needed to them, but your job is to give our children what they need. And
And we
so
need
no.
to listen to their perception of what they perceived.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so the first component is that is like tell your story. If you're brave enough, if you're not comfortable telling your story, you can journal it, right? That's a first step. And then as you feel stronger, you might want to have that conversation with the people that hurt you if they're still in your life, right?
And it's safe, right? Because
And it's safe.
sometimes it's not safe, yeah.
If you feel safe enough, definitely you could go for counseling. I actually did get counseling, so you could go for counseling. You could talk to a really good friend that you feel safe with, or anybody, your partner, your spouse. You can just unleash the story so it's not in you anymore. And then from there, we talk about how do we change things with our kids, right? Because we can give our kids what we didn't get as children. And so if you didn't get attention, you give the attention to your children. If you didn't feel like you were heard, you ask your kids, what do you think? You're changing the way you grew up with your own children, right? Because you know your story now and you know what was missing, and now you can give that to your kids. So it's connection. So I go over how do we connect with our children, and then we talk about communication, because there is actually, I'm very fortunate because I've had like over 15 years of talking with teens. And so I really understand how to communicate with them in a way that's going to touch their hearts, right? In a way where they're going to feel valued, where they're going to want to listen to you, where
Feel safe.
Yes, that's safe, all of those things. And so that's what I teach parents as well. I say we can learn how to communicate with them without punishment. We actually don't need punishment. I'm bragging, but my children have never been punished. Because I'm a relational parent. I build relationship with them so that they want to comply with me, right? I will appeal to their senses. So what do you think? Do you think that's safe? Do you think that's a good idea? So that they stop and reflect, right?
That's teaching them how to manage their life. My daughter-in-law does that with her kids, and I've always admired her since they were tiny, tiny. And she's teaching them how to manage their emotions, how to manage life. That's teaching them.
Exactly. And then we don't have to do unhealthy things with our kids, like punish them or yell at them or ground them or take away things, right? We can have a conversation. What do you think will help? Because what you're doing right now is not good for you, honey. So how do we change that? How can I help you with that? And then you're building allegiance with them, partnership with them, right? And they feel supported and loved. If they are connected with you, they know that you have their best interests in mind. And so then they're going to listen. Like you're going to listen to someone who cares about you, right? And so if you're giving the messaging that I love you, I care about you. In fact, I tell parents, start with a feeling statement. I love you. You know I love you, right? But I'm worried about what's happening, I noticed that you have like this is vaping is really common now with teenagers. So like I saw a vape in your backpack and I'm concerned about it. What's happening, honey? And you provide that safe environment where they can talk about it, right? Without judgment. You're not saying what you're doing is so bad and you shouldn't do that. This is our upbringing. Our upbringing is so bad and you shouldn't do it, right?
And stop
I
it.
stop it. What are you doing? Like you're so dumb, right?
Yeah,
That's
not getting to the root cause of why I'm doing that.
yes, like having a conversation with your children about their actions, right? And appealing to them, appealing to their hearts and so that they get the message that you're coming from a place of really caring about them
They're going
and
to feel
wanting them
valued and heard.
valued and heard. I say there's three components to a healthy relationship that we need to know so we can teach our children to feel to be seen, so you're not ignored, right? To feel heard, so when you tell me something, I'm going to listen to it, and I'm going to try to help you or help you achieve that goal or whatever it is that you're telling me, and to feel supported. Like I really want to learn how to play piano, Mom. Okay, let's see how can we make that happen, right? Those kinds of things. That's supporting your children in their interest, in their what they want to do with their lives, right? So, because my brother was really discouraged. He wanted to join football in high school. My mom discouraged him. She said, "No, I don't want you to come home with any broken bones," like overprotective, right? And so even to this day, like my brother's in his 50s, and he's like, "I wish Mom let me play football." Because then I would have grown up with like fitness in my life. I would have been active, right? And so those are the things that we have to do. We have to listen to our children when they want to do things, right?
You know what's interesting is it's crossing my mind. I've never thought about this before as we're talking about this, but even though there's an age gap between you and I, it sounds like we were raised the same, where shh, be quiet, you can be seen, but you can't be heard, and all of that. And not having a voice, which is common. It was common for kids, but it's certainly common for those that were in pain or certainly childhood abuse. The voice got shut down. I mean, I learned real quick to keep my mouth shut to keep myself out of trouble. But it's like, okay, so if we raise the kids that way, right? When are they going to get their value? When are they going to learn to do that? They're going to go into their adult life, which is what I did, right? And have no value and not have a voice. When are they supposed to get it? If we don't
Exactly.
teach them, when are they?
Hello, parents. Thank you so much for joining the show today. I hope that you will return next Saturday for more valuable insight and help on how to parent better so you can feel confident, peaceful, and connected to your children. See you next time.